Local legends on Dave Max Drive.
Cork's Red FM.
Peter Gowan, I hear you're a Yall man and you're in Yall tonight. You're bringing your one-man show, Patrick McCabe's Country and Irish. But people will know you, if they don't know you from Yall as it is, like walking down the street going, how's it going, Peter boy? Fair City, Corry, Love, Hate. A jobbing actor, how is that life?
That life's been great. It hasn't. It was a vocation for me. Something I had to do, and I had to take the tick with the thing. I had some great highs and some great lows. Some long periods of unemployment. But I've been in the West End four times. I worked at the National Theatre, Great Britain, for a year and a half, and was on Broadway for 6 months, plus about 8 years at the Abbey, and then TVs and stuff like that. So sometimes things go very well for you. But I just love it, and now I've set up my own theatre company called Fight to Flight, and Pat McCabe's show, Country and Irish, is the second show we've done.
Just before you go into it, I just want to just briefly get, like, did the love of this come while you were in Yall as a youngster in school, or where was the spark?
I was an abject failure at school, so I developed my clowning skills in order to divert attention away from the fact that I was not really interested in academic subjects.
Did you know being creative was something you were going to both A, be good at, and B, had to do?
No, I had no idea. I was a very naive child. I mean, I think it's like I grew up in this is the kind of 70s. I spent most of my time fishing and messing around with my friends up at the back of the convent with my various girlfriends who were boarding at the Loretto. And then I just went off to London, spent 6 months working on the building, so I came back and said, maybe I do want to go to uni, repeat my leaving, got into Trinity, and there I discovered acting with players, which was a very serious kind of society that produced a lot of amateur work. And I kind of took it from there.
Wow, that's a cool story. All right, nice one. Thank you for the brief background, the brief biog. Pat McCabe developed this initially as a radio play. You were somewhat instrumental in getting him to flesh that out for the stage, saying, I'm the man to do it.
Well, I mean, the thing is that it fell into my lap. Another producer had it, a guy called Andrew Flynn. He runs Decadent Theatre. And I was working with Andrew. I have a close association with him going back 20 years. And he said, look, I have this play. It's mad. I know you're trying to start something. I can't do anything with it. He couldn't fit it in. So I read it and thought, it is mad. It's very Pat McCabe, but it doesn't work as a stage play. And so Pat and I worked together on this to kind of knock it into the shape that it is at the moment. He was very generous. He allowed me to do a lot of the work, and then we sort of discussed how it was going to go, but it works now as a stage play, a one-man stage play.
A hilarious but savage portrait of a man at the end of his rope. A man, a banana, a tape recorder, and a bomb. Donnie Burris is a whole heap of troubles facing him, and it's on tonight. It's on tonight, and y'all, it's not too late for someone who's listening to this to go, do you know what? I could do with a bit of entertainment tonight. I'm going to sit my bum in a seat and have someone, be a star in front of my eyes and bring something to life, because that's what the theatre does, isn't it? It brings a story to life in real form, in touchable form, in 3D.
Well, I think that we're very high production values, but also we got a grant from the Cork County Council for tonight's performance, so we can subsidise the tickets. So it's 15 full price and 10 for concessions. So we really appreciate the support. I know we've got quite a lot of people coming in tonight, but I think there's still a few tickets left.
Great. Well, Yall Town Hall at 8 tonight, and Ahada and District Community Centre tomorrow from 8. It is a Yall man called Peter Gowan bringing Patrick McCabe's Country and Irish around the country, and it's in Cork tonight and tomorrow. Best of luck to you, Peter. Thanks for the chats and for the backstory.
For more Red FM podcasts, go to redfm.ie/podcasts.